This is WTAQ's entry in the category Best Feature.
Members of the Senate, of the House of Representatives, yesterday,
for many Americans, President Roosevelt shared the news.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Furman Balsa spent that day on board the USS Maryland. Fighting Mary was the 17-year-old Green Bay sailor's ship.
Sometimes I can't remember what I did 2 weeks ago, but I can remember everything that happened and what the dates and everything else. They come right there. They're like they're on a long ticker tape.
Some thought the quick attack was a surprise drill, but the explosions quickly dashed those ideas.
If I could have been someplace else, I wouldn't have been there. Anybody in any sense would not have been there.
What stood out the most? Balsa says first, it was everyone running to a battle station, like they'd been trained to do. Instincts taking over, not much of a choice.
We didn't panic. Now, people always say, oh, they made movies of it. And I thought, oh, they act like a bunch of idiots running around. We weren't not doing that. We, as soon as we got our guns together and some ammunition, we shot back.
But they were overmatched.
Somebody shows up with some big bombs and torpedoes, and they start raising all kinds of hell. I mean, they came, and they really laced it to us.
The next standout memory, the faces of the pilots as Japanese aircraft hit their targets, one in particular.
He comes in there just like he was on Sunday, on a picnic Sunday morning, big smile on his face, and he's looking right at us. You know, I'm sure he was having a real ball. Because nobody had fired a shot at him.
Furman Balsa got to go back to Pearl Harbor this summer, part of a special Old Glory honor flight. David G., a fireman from Oshkosh, was his escort. He calls it a history lesson he couldn't get anywhere else.
Well, these guys are national treasures, number one, and they were front and center to the most important, one of the most important events of the 20th century. It catapulted us into World War II.
And despite their advancing age, G. says the veterans knew their way around. Furman Balsa, no exception there.
He's pointing to different areas of open water. That's all you see is open water. And he's telling you, well, this ship was there and the Japanese planes came this way.
There's another side of Pearl Harbor Day that's important to people like Furman Balsa. He's visited the monuments, been out to the Arizona Memorial, but the National Memorial Cemetery of the Pacific, a.k.a. the Punch Bowl, where the remains of many of the U.S. casualties are buried, has a special pull on him these days. Furman Balsa has gone on to have a productive life. For so many of his friends in uniform, December 7th and the Punch Bowl is as far as they got.
And all of a sudden, I looked out there and I said, wow, all these kids have been here for all these years. They've been here all this time and they never got to be more than 20.
Robert Kennedy, WTAQ News.